Beyond the Fields, Cesar Chavez, the UFW, and the Struggle for Justice in the 21st Century, by Randy Shaw, read by Victoria McGee. Introduction. When Cesar Chavez decided in 1962 to pursue the impossible dream of organizing California's farm workers, he knew firsthand the difficult plight of those working in the fields. Chavez's family had moved to California and become farm workers in 1937, after financial difficulties caused them to lose their Arizona ranch. 11-year-old Cesar was soon exposed to the sight of farm workers bathing in and drinking from irrigation ditches and living on riverbanks or under bridges. He saw that a typical farm worker home was a shack built of cardboard cartons and linoleum scraps, or a tent made of gunny sacks. For farm workers living in labor camps, plumbing facilities were inadequate or non-existent. Often, 50 to 100 families shared one faucet. Years later, Chavez recalled that the camp's toilets were always horrible, so miserable you couldn't go there. Although farm workers spent their days in fields rich with fruit and vegetables, they lived in constant hunger. Most survived on beans, fried dough, dandelion greens, and potatoes. Working as stoop laborers in 100-degree heat was hard enough, but growers also forced farm workers to use the short-handled hoe. This back-breaking tool damaged the health of Chavez and generations of farm workers, leading him to conclude at an early age that growers don't give a damn about farm workers as human beings, but instead see them as implements. The combination of brutal working conditions, unsanitary living conditions, poor diet, and grinding